We've got three Bible readings this morning. Wendy's going to read the first, and the second two I will insert in my reflections on those readings. And we're going to be having a time where we're going to be able to sort of meditate and think about the words of the readings and prepare us for a short time of praying together after that. So over to Wendy for the first reading.
Good morning. I'm going to read from Psalm chapter 62. And verses 1-8. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I shall not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him. For God is our refuge. And this is the word of the Lord.
So let's pray. Heavenly Father, open our hearts and minds to open us to the truth of your words this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So a man is walking along a cliff edge and he slips off. As he falls, he grabs hold of a small shrub protruding from the cliff edge. And as he hangs there, help, he shouts out, help. If there's anyone there, please help me. Is there anyone there, he shouts again. To his amazement, a voice calls out, I am the Lord your God. I am here to help you. Thank you, the man says. What do I need to do? The Lord replied, let go of the shrub and I will catch you in my loving arms. After a period of silence, the Lord repeated, let go and I will catch you. Trust me. The man looks down at the long drop and shouts out, is there anyone else there? So King David wrote in Psalm 62 in verse 8, trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is your refuge. Trust in God at all times. So at the start of 2022, we remain in this time of uncertainty with the pandemic. We've had alphas and deltas and omicrons. And so it goes on. But I want us to encourage us to trust in the Lord. And whatever is going on in each of our lives, the message is the same. Trust in the Lord. We didn't read right to the end of Psalm 62. There were a few more verses. We wanted to stop on that verse 8. But if we had, we'd discover that it's only the very last verse that is actually addressed to God, where King David is speaking directly to God. The psalm is mostly about God and faith in him. This psalm is a strong affirmation to trust in God, despite so much in life which seems to undermine such confidence. By stating truths about God, our minds are tuned in and influenced by these truths. And then we can speak to God about our circumstances, because we have this confidence in who he is as we state the truths about God's character, his unchanging character. Of course, this is the value of singing hymns and songs full of God's truth. This lifts us above our natural selves and raises our spirits in a Godward direction. The more we trust in God, the more we can be open to him about those things which are on our hearts. So the pattern this morning is, after each of the Bible readers, we're just going to take a moment to think about the key message in each of the three passages. So let's take a short time now, individually, thinking of trusting God so that we can bring to him those things that are on our hearts. So the key verse, trust in God at all times, O people, pour out your hearts to him, for God is your refuge. Trust in God at all times. Let's just meditate on that for a moment. Trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is your refuge. So now, our second reading. This one is from Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Well, with gifts in mind, this is a great Bible passage to have soon after Christmas. Whether it's Father Christmas or your actual father who gives you the gifts, I'm sure most children would have got the gifts that they asked for. This is such an important passage about prayer. The key message here is that we're to ask God in the knowledge that he will give us good gifts. He will give good gifts to those who ask. It's a great promise, isn't it? But sometimes we don't ask for what's totally on our hearts. We don't for a number of reasons. Here are a couple. Sometimes we simply don't believe that God will give us good gifts. Our sense can be that God is not for us, but against us. Maybe we have a distorted view of God and his goodness. Maybe this is through the influence of others and their cynicism, for those who don't believe. Or through times when things have not been going too well for us. So there's that sense that we just don't believe that God will give us good gifts. Then another reason is we can think that we're not worthy to receive good gifts. We can think that God will give good gifts to the person sitting next to you, but not to you. So if you're thinking that the person next to you will receive good gifts from God, then they're thinking that about you. So be reassured. God wishes to give you good gifts. Things as you ask him. Ask and it will be given to you. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So once again, let's meditate for a short time on these truths as we're preparing ourselves to pray and to have the approach to prayer which fits in with how God reveals himself as one who listens to our prayers in the scriptures. So, are we ready to ask? And let's choose to believe that God will give us good gifts. So, are we ready to ask? And are we ready to believe, to choose to believe that God will give us good gifts? Father, we thank you that you are a God who loves his children, who wants to give good gifts to us. So we pray you will embolden us to ask in faith. Amen. So we move to the third of the readings. This one comes from Peter's first letter, chapter 5, beginning to read at verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. So this passage encourages us to do two things. To cast all our anxieties on God and to stand firm in the tough times. The devil wants to take our peace from us. but he will not prevail. Jesus defeated the devil when he died on the cross and rose again. And the power that raised Jesus from the dead is in all who believe, so we can stand firm in times of trial. So we need to remove the blockage that our worries can cause, so that the communication channel to God is open. Kind of to remove the noise of the worries so that the signal can get through. And we can do this by standing on God's truths about who he is, and then letting him know our anxieties and swapping them for the peace that he can give. So again, in a period of a quiet meditation, let's take this opportunity individually to bring our anxieties to God this morning, in the knowledge that he's ready to hear us because he cares for us. So cast your anxiety, all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. God will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. So let's draw together the strands from these three Bible passages, what they've shown us. We can trust God. We can pour out our hearts to him. We can ask in confidence that we will receive good gifts. We can cast our anxieties on him. And we can stand firm in the truth of who God is. So six points as a framework and a foundation for our prayers this morning, and then leading us on into the new year as we bring our dreams to God and hear through our dreams what he is saying to us. So what we're going to do now is to group up with those around you to pray together into the new year. If that's something that you'd rather not do, then please just sit there and pray and have your own thoughts. But it'd be great to get some prayer going in the church into the new year for our hopes as individuals, our dreams as individuals, our hopes and dreams as a church. And we'll do that for about 5 minutes or so. So let's do that now. Feel free to move around to rearrange ourselves as we do that. So let's be drawing our prayers to a close now. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Amen. Amen. Thanks, everyone. I want to resume your positions, and we will draw together all our prayers now in praise again as we come to worship through song.